Hey everybody, welcome to episode 103 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. In this episode, Katie and I sit down to tell you guys how we set our own personal goals, what are the must-dos to set goals that you'll actually accomplish, and we share some of our own goals for 2019. All right, let's get to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Okay, Katie, so we're recording this episode right after you and I have sat down and really, like, talked through our goals for 2019. So we're, like, goals are on our mind.
Goals are always on our mind, but we're going to basically break down what we did today and what we do, like, when we're planning and why it's so important to plan out your year, because it's so easy to just let life get away from us.
Yeah, as much as I, like, love goal setting and planning, even this morning when I woke up, I was like, I have work that I need to do, but we have to step out of that work to then refocus and set goals more than just once a year. You know, our goal is to write down our goals. It's got a lot of goal there, but we try to write down our goals once a week, but this is more of like a quarterly thing that we do where we think more long term and make sure that our goals are still in alignment with what we're after. But before we get into these tips that we have to share with you today, I wanted to let you guys know that we just created a brand new page of our favorite things. So on there, you're going to find like journals, a bunch of like different cool office supply stuff that like makes writing goals more fun, and like also fitness stuff that we love and just some really cool stuff. So check it out. It's katiehake.com/favorite things just to see like what our newest obsessions are. All right, Katie, so let's just jump into goal setting. And this is one of our favorite topics, but let's talk about the first thing that we do when we sit down to do some big goal setting.
So we planned this out like months ago, really. We said, okay, this is the date, and we make it a big deal. So for us, well, I overslept, so we were supposed to work out, but we made it a whole, you know, ordeal of get an awesome workout in so that we feel creative. And then we picked a new coffee shop that we'd never been to, somewhere where we just kind of create that environment. And we set it ahead of time so that we can kind of already start to think about, like, what might I talk about, or what are some things that I really want to focus on in this next year?
Yeah, and we know you guys are just as busy as we are, so we had to set it out like 6 weeks in advance on scheduling out a Saturday that we are both going to be free. So don't be afraid to do that. Like Katie said, make it a big deal. And then, like, the past couple of weeks where I'm like, oh, I really need to, like, talk through some of these ideas, I knew that we had this coming up so I could bounce my new ideas for 2019 off on Katie. So usually we honestly will do this in January, and I'm so glad that we did it in December this year, because now we're, like, ahead of the game and we know what we're going to get accomplished in January.
And yes, we're still in the coffee shop, so deal with it. But it is a big deal, you know, so you should make it a big ordeal and really prioritize it. Like, don't just set this aside. Don't keep pushing it off, because when you think about it, that's setting aside your goals. That's setting aside your dreams, your plans. Like, no, that's important.
Yeah, and one of my goals for 2019 is to do my budget every month. And so don't treat it like your budget where you're like, oh, I'll get to it. Like, no, just get set the time aside and get it done. Okay, so tip number two is don't overthink your goals. So when you're sitting down to write 10-ish goals, just let the creative juices flow and think about what would be so freaking awesome if your life looked like this in 3 months, 6 months, or a year.
We've all heard that if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. And I think this is exactly it, you know, like, just get rid of your, you know, your filter for a little bit and just write it out and think big. And this is kind of hard to do. I know I often get stuck sometimes of just, you kind of feel complacent and you can't even get your brain space to that next level. So you really do kind of have to push yourself. That's why it's helpful to do it with somebody else who can kind of motivate you to stir up some ideas.
Yeah, and my theory on this is like when I'm about to write a goal, I'm like, I don't know if I can do this and this and this all at the same time. But if we just write out those big goals, if you don't write them out, if you hold yourself back in like the first step, that means you're never even gonna come close to come to writing a big goal. If you write a big goal that like you're like, I don't know if this is going to happen, once you revisit it and reverse engineer it, which we're going to get into in a couple tips, then you can see like, okay, how am I going to make this happen? But in the first step of just writing out your goals, don't hold back and don't think, is this realistic? Is this possible? Just do it, write it big.
It should definitely give you some goosebumps. Our third tip is to, once you've got your list of goals and, you know, if you get stuck, think about the different areas of your life. You know, are you setting financial goals? Are you setting relationship goals, life goals? We've done podcasts in the past and we'll try to link those in. But if you're struggling with like what to write, right? But so our third tip is to, once you have that list, choose a focus. So pick something. Or maybe you write a new goal. This is Shalene Johnson's kind of theory, is that after you have your list, then develop an 11th goal or an extra goal called a push goal. Basically saying, okay, what do I need to focus on? Because I can't do all of these at the same time. So what's going to be the goal that has the greatest impact?
Yeah, what's the goal that's going to make all the other goals possible? So maybe it's that to make all the rest of your goals possible, to make it so that you can go on that vacation, you can spend more time with your family, and so that you can do all this X, Y, and Z, you need to be making more money in your side hustle. Okay, well then a financial goal for your side hustle is going to be your push goal, because it's going to make everything else possible. Maybe it's that you need more time, so you need to quit a couple jobs or whatever. It's going to be your push goal, or your focus is going to be that goal that's going to make everything else possible. So when you write your goals down, really look at it. It's not like the coolest goal or the one that excites you the most. It's probably not that one. A lot of times it's a financial goal, or it's some goal that's going to give you more of what you need to make everything else happen.
Right. Like mine right now is to pay off my student loans. And like, I don't want to do that. That is boring. That is not exciting. Like nothing about that motivates me, but I just have to do that in order to take it to the next level with my business, with our podcast, with having more time and like choice to do all these other things and have more time for relationships. And so it definitely can be tricky, but it's the thing that has to get done. It needs your attention.
That's a great point. You know, sometimes our goals like aren't really that fun, in a sense. They're not fun to like actually live out. Like, you know, whenever you do pay off your student loans, and I have student loans too, so whenever I pay mine off, that's going to be freaking amazing. That's going to feel awesome. But when you're in the middle of it, when you're having to say no to certain things so you can put money aside to your student loans, that's not so fun. But we're thinking long term. We're thinking, who do I want to be in 6 months? And I want to be someone that doesn't have student loans. So making it a priority.
But writing all these other things out like helps remind me, well, this is why it's important. I'm focusing on this because I want to do X, Y, Z, because I want to be able to turn off my phone at 7 o'clock and be present at home. Like it really helps you stay committed because you have a stronger why.
Okay, so you've got your push goal. You know what your focus is going to be. Because the thing is, we can't focus on 3 different things at one time. We're focusing on one thing at a time, we're crushing it, and then we're moving on. So reverse engineering, or breaking down your goals and starting with your push goal. So starting with breaking down, what all do I need to do to make this goal happen? So let's just stick with the student loan goal. Maybe that looks like, what am I cutting back each month from not doing so that I have that money to pull aside? Where else am I pulling money from? What am I saying no to? What am I saying yes to? And then I think in a financial situation, how am I creating, or what kind of like barriers am I creating to make sure I'm making this happen? So like with Katie, or with myself, with student loans, having like our significant others hold us accountable to that and talking about it so that we stay committed and make sure that we're hitting whatever number of dollars that we're trying to save each month, making sure it happens every month. And then focusing, like we said, focusing on the long term of, okay, this is only 6 months of working our butt off, or this is only 12 months of really focusing. So thinking through every little thing that has to happen for the goal to be hit.
Yeah, it's really breaking down the how. Okay, the what is, I need to pay off my loans, but how am I going to do it? So another thing that helps me in this, you know, in this space is, well, what am I putting in my head too? Because I want to be so laser focused on this one goal that it's pretty much consuming, not my every day, but like I need to think about it every day. So, you know, if it is a financial goal, well, what books, like what do you need to learn to achieve that goal? So maybe you need to download an audiobook. You know, maybe you need to sign up for that Financial Peace University or something like that. Like what other things do you need to do that will help you accomplish that?
I also love visual reminders of your goal so that you can keep that focus, like every single day be somewhat thinking about that goal. So like putting a sticky note on your mirror so each morning you see, like, you know, maybe if you're trying to save money, like instead of thinking, oh, maybe I'll just get lunch out today, like having that visual reminder that says, like, you're a badass who's going to be student debt free in 6 months. Like if you need those reminders, which we all do, then I love the visual reminders, or even like setting a picture on the background of your phone. I don't know. I like to make things more fun, and that makes it more fun for me. It keeps me on board.
Just to go off the financial one. So I don't know if I announced on the podcast, but so I got a part-time retail job, but that's part of like, I want to shop because it's a workout place, but like that, like doing things like this helps keep me motivated. Like this is why I got this part-time job, is to help make more money to put towards my loans. So I need to like have that focus, and it helps me to not spend, because I remember, no, this is why I'm here. My end goal, keep your eyes on the prize.
So another example of a push goal is, maybe you want to start a side hustle or like monetize your current side hustle. Okay, what do you need to learn to make that happen? And maybe you have a blog and you're like, well, I'm already working, you know, putting a couple hours in a week of this blog, but like to make this worth it, you know, you obviously want to like monetize it. So what do you need to learn to start that hustle, side hustle? Or what books do you need to read? What podcasts do you need to make like part of your regular weekly routine? And then break down, how are you going to make that happen?
Yeah, for this step, I like to just take 20 minutes and just do like an exhaustive brain dump of anything I can think of related to that. It doesn't have to be in order. Just put it on paper so that you can get the thoughts flowing. And our last tip, hopefully you're carving out the time. You've already set a date of when you're going to focus on these goals, is set another time where you're going to check in weekly. You know, for me, I try to do Sunday nights when I rewrite 10 goals. Are these goals still the same? Maybe they change, you know, kind of giving yourself that permission to be adaptable.
Yeah, I love the idea of like waking up early on Sunday morning and having some like peace and quiet time to write these goals out for myself. But find a time that works for you, that you feel like you'll be in a place that you can really sit down and dream big, so that you're not like trying to just do it rushed and just going through the motions. And also, I'm not sure if we mentioned this in the beginning, but you want to like physically write them out, like you with your hand and a pen and a paper, because there's something that happens neurologically with writing them down, that it, you know, you're more committed and your brain is hearing this, and you're writing them in present tense. So you're writing, you know, I am student debt free. I am a marathon runner. You're writing as if they've already happened, because that's how your brain is able to like really consume it, is, oh, I'm a marathon runner. I'm a New York Times bestseller. Oh, okay. Like, let's make this happen. So those are two very general tips that I'm sure we've given a million times, but don't forget those things, is that when you write them down, you know, you're in that good creative mindset, and you're writing them as if they've already happened.
So be flexible about when you're going to check in. You know, maybe you try evenings like me. Maybe you try some mornings like Lauren. And just, I think the key here is to try to find some consistency so that it does become a habit. You know, don't just write out your 2019 goals and do nothing with them. Like, you have to have a plan and you have to take action, or they're just going to sit. And then we'll be in the same situation in 2019.
And if you're sitting here thinking, man, I am so bad about remembering this, and I know I'm just going to push it aside each week, find somebody in the Facebook group. Just post in there saying like, hey, I really want to do this like on Tuesday mornings. Can like, does anyone else want to just hold each other accountable to write goals every Tuesday morning? Check in with me. Ask me if I've done it. Like, build up those accountability parameters so that like you'll actually get this done. Because like Katie said, if you don't do the work, it's not going to happen. So let's like make sure that we are focusing on doing the work so that we can move forward and towards these goals, so that we can live the life that we want to live.
Yeah, like I'm fired up, like ready to go home and like finish out my list of, okay, I have all these ideas and I'm already kind of thinking about it, you know. So you just got to go for it, you know.
Me too. And it feels good to like not hold back, because the last couple of times that I've written my goals, I've been like, oh, but I don't know if that's, I don't know if I can do that at the same time as this. And I don't know, what about David? And like, I overthink it. And so it did feel good just to be like, no excuses, no like questioning this. Let's just think big. So me too. I'm fired up for 2019.
Right. Because at the end of the day, so what? You write it down and you don't hit it right away. The point is that it's that mindset. And you're starting that process.
All right, Katie. So let's end this episode by sharing our big goal for 2019.
Mine, which we kind of talked about, is to pay off my student debt. Because for me, it's going to open up a lot of doors for kind of, I really feel like a new season and like a new chapter of my life, as cheesy as that sounds. But it is. And I'm excited. And it's a stretch. But That's how you got to do it, right? You got to push yourself.
And with student loans or any sort of debt that you have, like, okay, let's say that you, like, your goal is for it to be completely paid off by December. And by December, you've only made it like 3/4 the way there. You've already paid off 3/4 of your loan. Like, that is amazing. So I love that. Like, anything you can do is going to be good. So awesome. I'm so pumped to see where you're at. And we're going to check in a couple months for sure.
What's yours? I already know, but tell everybody else.
By the end of 2019, I will have a full course on how to edit a podcast, how to become a podcast producer, and teach people how I do what I do. So I'm starting that by doing just like a little mini course in January and then growing it from there. But I'm super pumped and excited to dive in.
Love, love, love that. I'm excited. And we have some big goals, like ourselves and just like as a team and friends, and it's gonna be a big year.
Oh, and Katie and I are also going to this conference called Podcast Movement in August. So we even planned some podcast goals around that. And it's like 8 months away though, or 9 months away. Like, come on. So looking forward to that. Cannot wait.
Hashtag goals. So don't forget to check out our favorite things. KatieHake.com/favorite things. Pretty simple. We'll post a link below, but we're going to share with you all our, well, obviously our favorite things, but maybe even that fancy gel pen, if I can find it. I will link that, because you guys, when you write your goals in pink pen, they happen.
Yes, and share with us your big goals. Putting it out there in a Facebook group, like, you wouldn't believe the level, like, you feel like, okay, now I got to make this happen. So share with us your favorite goals in the Facebook group, Fit Friends Tribe, and we will hold you accountable and cheer you on with a bunch of woohoos. That is it for this episode. See y'all in the Facebook group, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.